Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Hold on a second. And don't forget Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and download the River Network app and click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. So if you just joined us, the breaking news is Joe Biden issuing preemptive pardons to a number of people, including General Milley, who worked with the Chinese communists undermining President Trump, saying that to the communists, I'll let you know if Trump orders anything, give you a heads up. January 6th committee, including Adam Schiff, Liz Cheney, Adam Kitzinger, all the police officers, including Byrd, the one who killed Ashley Babbitt. It's absolutely unbelievable, even though no one's been charged with anything. Now, there's something very interesting about this story. If there are no other stories regarding the pardons, if there are no other pardons, let me put it that way, that Joe Biden is issuing, then this is really interesting. What he's doing here is outrageous. It's terrible. But it's also very interesting because of what he is not doing. Again, if these are the only pardons, and I don't know that's the case at all, but for the sake of discussion, look, it's about 12 to 9 Eastern time this morning, Monday. As of now, I don't see any reports of any other pardons. And he only has like 3 hours left. So my question is, if there are no other pardons, why not? There's no pardon for Merrick Garland. There's no pardon for anybody with the FBI or the CIA or the DOJ or the judges in the D.C. Circuit Court or the prosecutors. No pardons for the Biden family members. Again, a lot can happen in 3 hours. But as of now, it's like, where are the other pardons? You're waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's going to be really interesting to see, and I have no idea between now and when this horrid, horrid Democratic, Marxist-run administration finally ends. I have no indication of what's going to happen between now and then. If I had to guess, there are more pardons coming, and they're more outrageous than these. They're going to make the most outrageous ones, they're going to hold off until the end to try to step all over the inaugural ceremonies, have the news media focus on the pardons instead of the swearing in of our 47th president. But so far, no mention of other pardons. I think more are coming, especially Biden family members, Biden business associates, Merrick Garland, others with the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA. You would think that they're all going to get these preemptive pardons, which again is all unconstitutional. And it's not just Biden trying to protect all these people. What I strongly suspect is this, that the pardons, the preemptive, and I want to stress these are preemptive pardons, which means they're not constitutional. These preemptive pardons might not be for the benefit of anyone connected with the January 6th kangaroo court show trials. including the Capitol Police and the Washington, D.C. police. All of this, all of these pardons, might be a way of protecting Joe Biden. Because if he gives all these preemptive pardons, maybe in his befuddled mind, he thinks, well, now there's no way they can get back to me or prove that I somehow orchestrated all of this because all these people got pardons and no one supposedly is going to be going to jail or anything like that. I wonder, and again, I am not a lawyer. I don't have a keen legal, I'm not a keen legal mind. I don't have much of a keen mind about anything. I mean, I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone. But I wonder if all of this isn't so much for these other people as it is for protecting Joe Biden. Because at the end of the day, all of them are doing his bidding, or the people who are controlling Joe Biden. They're all doing his bidding. So I really wonder if all of this is actually to protect Joe Biden. And if that's the case, my guess is we're going to be seeing a lot more in the way of pardons in the next 3 hours for not only all of Joe Biden's family members, but all of his business associates, all to protect Joe Biden and to protect his family. These grifters that have made God knows hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions for all we know at this point, off of us with their utter absolute corruption. I wonder. But we will see. We will see. Different subject matter here completely, which is funny and sad at the same time. The local newspapers here are a joke. The publisher is a guy named billionaire Bob Nutting. He inherited, of course, the $1 billion from his dad. And the newspapers are dying. They're terrible. Billionaire Bob is utterly useless as a publisher. The newspapers are a joke. No proofreading, as far as I can tell. The writing is an abomination. The editorial position is they hate Trump and hate everybody connected with Trump. They can't admit it, but they might as well be admitting it by all of their editorials and all of their story placements and all that. They just, I mean, he hates everything about you. He wags his finger at us from his palatial condo on Mount Washington overlooking the city of Pittsburgh and says we should be investing more in Wheeling even though he invests nothing here. And he's a billionaire. And he inherited the money, of course, but he's still a billionaire. And whatever he can do to save a buck, he will do that because that's just his idea of, well, this is good business management. I'll just not spend any money on anything, and I'll be rich. They had a hot dog day a few years ago. He owns the Pirates. He inherited the Pirates, of course, a team that is Major League Baseball. The citizens of Pittsburgh were forced to build a public housing project to house billionaire Bob's baseball team. They built PNC Park, which is a very nice baseball stadium, but it was built by the taxpayers against their will so that billionaire Bob can look like he is very efficient and a very good, smart businessman. But in fact, he didn't have to worry about spending any money to build the stadium because the taxpayers were forced to do that in Pittsburgh. So we had this hot dog night a few years ago, and long story short, you got a really great deal on a hot dog. Forget what the dollar amount was. It doesn't matter. It was just a really, really, really good deal on a hot dog. And he was so concerned about not spending excess money, not wasting any money, that he did not buy enough buns. So they had this big special hot dog night. Yeah, you get a special hot dog for a dollar, whatever it happened to be. But no bun. He did not order enough buns. Well, you don't want to be wasteful. His newspapers are a joke. He's fired so many people who even deliver the newspapers. With one of the newspapers, he just mails it in. He just puts it in the mail, hope that it gets there in a few days. Now the latest, with back to the baseball team. They have a player who was decent at one point, a number of years ago, a guy named Andrew McCutchen. And I guess he's back with the team. And they had some Pittsburgh Pirates fan fest thing, so God knows what, some sort of a thing. And again, this is billionaire Bob, a guy who owns, you know, newspapers and had at one point proofreaders and editors and all of that. All of that written word stuff. So they had a nameplate for this Andrew McCutchen. You see a picture of Andrew McCutchen in his Pirate uniform, or at least his jersey, I'm assuming signing autographs or something. And the nameplate, Andrew McCutchen, has a missing H. They did not include the letter H in McCutchen. So it reads McCutsen. There's no H after the T. And I couldn't help but think to myself, billionaire Bob, maybe he did not want to buy a consonant. And he thought, well, you know, if I don't buy a consonant, I can save some more money the way that I save money by not buying any hot dog buns for that special hot dog night. And so if you take a chance, if you have a chance to go on X Twitter, you will see straight out of Pittsburgh, Andrew McCutchen, signing autographs, the nameplate, misspelled, no H. It's just so Bob Nutting, billionaire Bob. It's so small market. It's so cheap. He does not want to spend money on a consonant, on an H. How much could an H have cost, billionaire Bob? How much would an H cost? Couldn't have been that much. It's my guess. But it just never ends. It absolutely just never ends. A lot of stuff to get to tomorrow, including live exclusive interview with Dwayne Pelick, Ohio Valley Waste Systems. If you care about trash collection in Belmont County, make sure that you listen tomorrow. Lots of great stuff for you tomorrow as well. In addition to that, I should say, West Virginia governor acts as the DEI nonsense, and now there's a vaccine exemption. That's in his first full day in office, Patrick Morrissey. This guy, Patrick Morrissey, might be more of a MAGA guy than I realize. He doesn't have much of a personality, but he seems to be doing all the right stuff. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Dimitri live and dangerously local.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God. Oh, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.